Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Ram Goldar, and today Masechas Gittin, Daf Nun, the fifth parak, Hani Zokin. The Zichu Masechas Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zichu Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the few times we're going to focus on, number one, the Mishnah on Daf Memches Amabes Tad, that one may only collect from orphans ziburis, regardless of the type of obligation. Rav Achadvoy Bar Ami asked, Yesum Sha'amru Ketanim or Afil Gedoim? The orphans about whom they spoke, do they mean only minors or even adults? He explains, Takante hi David Rabban Gabi Yasme, is this an enactment of the rabbis for orphans to allow them to pay with ziburis so the creditors, and not they, will bear the difficulty of selling the less desirable field? If so, the leniency only applies to minors who are incapable of selling land themselves, but not to adults. Or perhaps the reason for collecting from orphans ziburis is that although a lender was generally enabled to collect from beinonis, so he should not refrain from lending, this is unnecessary in the case of orphans, mishum delamastika daita demalva, because it doesn't occur to the potential lender that the borrower may die and the property will fall to the orphans. Because he doesn't consider this possibility, he will lend money even if he would only collect from ziburis. Hilkach avil gadolim nami. Therefore, even from adult orphans, one could only collect ziburis. The Gemara concludes that the ruling applies equally to adult orphans. Point number two, the Mishnah Daf Memches Membeis Atat. Ein nifraim nechosim shubani b'makom sheish b'nei chorin. One cannot collect from properties which were sold to someone else where there are unsold properties available to collect, even where this forces him to receive lower grade property than his entitlement. Rav Achadvoy Bar Ami asked, but Matana Heyoch, what's the law regarding property that the debtor gave as a gift? Can a creditor collect from this average gifted property, even where the debtor has unsold property of a lower grade? He explains, was the enactment which required collecting from unsold properties made mishum pseda de lukuchos, because of the loss to purchasers of a matana de leka pseda de lukuchos lo? But in the case of a gift where there is no purchaser's loss, because the gift recipient paid nothing, there is no enactment protecting his land from collection. Or perhaps we say, ilav de esle hanamine, if the debtor had not received some benefit from the gift recipient, liavli matana, he would not have given him a gift. The hilkach keep seated the lukukos dami. Therefore, a gift is comparable to a purchaser's loss. The Gemara attempts to resolve the question from a brisa. And point number three, the Mishnah Daf Memches Amabes taught that although a buyer whose purchased land was later discovered to have been stolen by the seller may collect the purchase price from properties which the seller had subsequently sold, produce which grew in the field after the purchase can only be collected from the seller's own property. Two explanations are given here. Ula said in the name of Reish Lakish, Lefisha Ein Ksuvim, because they're not written in the original purchase contract. Purchasers can normally protect themselves from collection by leaving the seller with enough property for potential debts they are aware of, such as the purchase price publicized by a contract. Produce which grew subsequently, which was not recorded in the contract, is not known to buyers and they cannot protect themselves. Rabbi Chanina gave another reason, Levisha and Katsuvim, because the amount of potential produce is not fixed. Purchasers cannot protect themselves from later collections if they have no way of knowing how much property to leave with the seller. Therefore, produce can only be collected from the seller himself. The Gemara discusses if Rabbi Chanina means to add to Reish Lakish's requirement of being written or replace it. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Mishnah Daf Memches Amabes taught that one may only collect from orphans ziburis regardless of the type of obligation. Rav Achadvoy Bar Ami asked, Yesum Sha'amru Ketanim or Afil Gedoim? The orphans about whom they spoke, do they mean only minors or even adults? He explains, Takante hi David Rabban Gabi Yasme, is this an enactment of the rabbis for orphans to allow them to pay with ziburis so the creditors, and not they, will bear the difficulty of selling the less desirable field? If so, the leniency only applies to minors who are incapable of selling land themselves, but not to adults. Or perhaps the reason for collecting from orphans ziburis is that although a lender was generally enabled to collect from beinonis, so he should not refrain from lending, this is unnecessary in the case of orphans, mishum delamastika daita demalva, because it doesn't occur to the potential lender that the borrower may die and the property will fall to the orphans. Because he doesn't consider this possibility, he will lend money even if he would only collect from ziburis. Hilkach avil gadolim nami. Therefore, even from adult orphans, one could only collect ziburis. The Gemara concludes that the ruling applies equally to adult orphans. Point number two, the Mishnah Daf Memches Membeis taught. Ein nifraim nechosim shubani b'makom sheish b'nei chorin. One cannot collect from properties which were sold to someone else where there are unsold properties available to collect, even where this forces him to receive lower grade property than his entitlement. Rav Achadvoy Bar Ami asked, but Matana Heyoch, what's the law regarding property that the debtor gave as a gift? Can a creditor collect from this average gifted property, even where the debtor has unsold property of a lower grade? He explains, was the enactment which required collecting from unsold properties made Mishum Pseda de Lukuchos because of the loss to purchasers of a Matana de Leka Pseda de Lukuchos? Lo. But in the case of a gift where there is no purchaser's loss, because the gift recipient paid nothing, there is no enactment protecting his land from collection. Or perhaps we say, Ilav de Esle Hanamine, if the debtor had not received some benefit from the gift recipient, Liavli Matana, he would not have given him a gift. The Hilkach Kipsida de Lukukuzami, therefore a gift is comparable to a purchaser's loss. The Gemara attempts to resolve the question from a brisa. And pointing with the Mishnah Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis taught that although a buyer whose purchased land was later discovered to have been stolen by the seller may collect the purchase price from properties which the seller had subsequently sold, produce which grew in the field after the purchase can only be collected from the seller's own property. Two explanations are given here. Ula said in the name of Reish Lakish, Lefisha Ein Ksuvim, because they're not written in the original purchase contract. Purchasers can normally protect themselves from collection by leaving the seller with enough property for potential debts they are aware of, such as the purchase price publicized by a contract. Produce which grew subsequently, which was not recorded in the contract, is not known to buyers and they cannot protect themselves. Rabbi Chanina gave another reason, Levisha in Katsuvim, because the amount of potential produce is not fixed. Purchasers cannot protect themselves from later collections if they have no way of knowing how much property to leave with the seller. Therefore, produce can only be collected from the seller himself. The Gemara discusses if Rabbi Chanina means to add to Reish Lakish's requirement of being written or replace it. All right, so now we got our Siman Daf Nun, and our standard Siman is a non-stop flight. A non-stop flight on an airplane, so here goes. The disappointed Balkhov, who was on a non-stop flight in a small green airplane to identify the Ziboris land he was going to collect from adult Yesomim, flew over some gifted Beninis properties he couldn't collect from another debtor who had some unsold Ziboris fields, and noticed a buyer of a stolen field down below collect compensation for the seller for the produce that was seized after his purchase. Once again, slow motion. The disappointed Balkhov, who was on a non-stop flight, that must be on Daf Nun. The disappointed Balkhov, who was on a non-stop flight in a small green airplane to identify the Ziburi's land he was going to collect from adult Yesomim, which reminds us, the Gemara concludes that the restriction to only collect Ziburi's from Yesomim includes adult Yesomim. So the disappointed Balkhov, who was on a non-stop flight in a small green airplane to identify the Ziburi's land he was going to collect from adult Yesomim, flew over some gifted Beninis properties he couldn't collect from another debtor who had some unsold Ziburi's field, which reminds us, Rav Chaim Bar Ami asked, can a creditor collect from gifted properties where unsold properties are available? He explains, was the enactment which required collection from unsold properties made Mishum Pseda de Lukuchos because of the loss to purchasers? But in the case of a gift where there is no purchaser's loss because the gift recipient paid nothing, there is no enactment protecting his land from collection. Or perhaps we say, if the debtor had not received some benefit from the gift recipient, he would not have given him a gift. Therefore, Matana is considered like a Pseda de Lukuchos, a purchaser's loss. So, the disappointed Balkhov, who was on a non-stop flight in a small green airplane to identify the Ziboris land he was going to collect from adult Yesomim, flew over some gifted Beninis properties he couldn't collect from another debtor who had some unsold Ziboris fields, and noticed a buyer of a stolen field down below collect compensation from the seller for the produce that was seized after his purchase, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis taught that although a buyer whose purchased land was later discovered to have been stolen by the seller may collect the purchase price from properties which the seller had subsequently sold, produce which grew in the field after the purchase can only be collected from the seller's own property. Two explanations are given here. Ula said in the name of Reish Lakish, Lefisha Ein Ketsuvim, because they're not written in the original purchase contract. Bechina said, Lefisha Ein Ketsuvim, because the amount of potential produce is not fixed. Purchasers cannot protect themselves from later collections if they have no way of knowing how much property to leave with the seller. Therefore, produce can only be collected from the seller himself. So once again, the disappointed Balkhov, who was on a non-stop flight in a small green airplane to identify the Ziboris land he was going to collect from adult Yesomim, flew over some gifted Beninis properties he couldn't collect from another debtor who had some unsold Ziboris fields, and noticed a buyer of a stolen field down below collect compensation from the seller for the produce that was seized after his purchase. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazar. Daf mem vav. So the simmer daf mem vav is a cow that goes moo. So here goes. The woman sent away riding on a green cow. Cow, that must be run daf mem vav. Moo. The woman sent away riding on a green cow by her husband, who divorced her because of a bad reputation, which reminds us, the Mishnah in the previous daf taught that one who divorces his wife because of shemra, a bad reputation, meaning rumors of adultery, or because she made a neder, and he doesn't want a wife who makes a dorim, he may not remarry her thereafter. Two reasons emerge from the Gemara. In one version, Rabbi Nachman said the reason he cannot remarry is Mishum Kilkula, because of the ruin the husband may cause her after she remarries. In the second version, Rabbi Nachman said the husband must tell his wife he's divorcing her because of the rumors of the nether. He holds the reason he cannot remarry her is Kadeshul Yibanos Yisrael Prutzos Ba'arayos Ba'Nedarim, so that Jewish women should not be lawless regarding illicit relations and Nedarim. Therefore, he must explain why she's being divorced, but he can't remarry her regardless. So the woman sent away riding on a green cow by her husband, who divorced her because of a bad reputation, passed by some Jewish leaders making a public vow to what looked like a group of non-Jewish distant travelers, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Levi explains Rabbi Yehuda's source that a publicly known neder cannot be annulled is based on the fact that Bnei Yisrael did not strike the Gimonim because the leaders of the congregation sworn to them when they falsely presented themselves as distant travelers. Rabbi Yehuda understands that the reason they observed the oath rather than annulling it was because it was known publicly and cannot be annulled. The Rabbanim responded that the oath was never effective in the first place since it was made under false pretenses. The only reason they didn't kill them was because of Kedushas Hashem, the sanctification of Hashem's name, so idolaters should not say the Jews violate their oaths. So the woman sent away riding on a green cow by her husband, who divorced her because of a bad reputation, passed by some Jewish leaders making a public vow to what looked like a group of non-Jewish distant travelers, who owned a Jewish man who sold himself and his sons to them three times in a row and could no longer be redeemed. Which reminds us, the last mission on the daf states, Hamokher es atzmo v'zbanav lo'ovdei chachamim, one who sells himself and his sons to idolaters, ein podin oso, we do not redeem him or his sons, v'podin es habanim lacher mises avihem, but we redeem the sons after the father's death. Ravasi says, v'hu shemacher v'shana v'shilesh, this is so where he sold himself, repeated it after being redeemed, and did so a third time. He's not redeemed again because he'll continue to sell himself, relying on the community to redeem him. Daf Mem Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Mem Zayin is a maze. So here goes. The group of cannibals running through the green maze. Maze? That must be one Daf Mem Zayin. The group of cannibals running through the green maze being chased by a rabbi, swinging his knotted bag with a hard ball in it, which reminds us, the Gemara tells us of the man who sold himself to cannibals who was discovered to be Yisrael Mumer, and how Reish Lakish killed the cannibals by tricking them and swinging his bag with a hard ball in it. So the group of cannibals running through the green maze being chased by a rabbi, swinging his knotted bag with a hard ball in it, fell into pits that an idolater was permitted to dig, which reminds the Gemara brings Malchus about an idolater's purchase of land in Eretz Yisrael regarding exempting from Miser and digging pits. So the group of cannibals running through the green maze being chased by a rabbi, swinging his knotted bag with a hard ball in it, fell into pits that an idolater was permitted to dig, and never made to the end where buyers of rights to produce were joyously bringing their bikurim and reciting the psukim, which reminds us, the Gemara says, Hamocher sedei lo peros, one who sells his field regarding rights for its produce. Rabbi Yochanan says, Mevi v'kore, the buyer brings bikurim and recites the bikurim psukim. Reish Lakish says, Mevi ve'eno kore, he brings bikurim but does not recite the psukim. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan holds, Kinyan peros kekinyan akuftami, the ownership of rights to something's produce is tantamount to ownership of the principle itself. Therefore, he can write the psukim, which include, quote, the land which you have given me. Reish Lakish holds that ownership of the rights to the land's produce is not like owning the land itself, and therefore he cannot recite the psukim. Daf Mem Ches. So the Simmer Daf Mem Ches is a brainiac. So here goes. The brainiac. That must be more on Daf Mem Ches. Brainiacs. The brainiac at the Going Green Conference, who just presented his thesis on the recitation of Bikurim Psukim by the purchaser of land during Yovel, based on his brothers dividing inheritance of land theory, which reminds the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish father positions, if Kinyan Peres Kinyan Guf, in a second case, Hamocher Sadeu Bezman Sheh Yovel Noeg, one who sells his field during a time when Yovel is enforced, Rabbi Yochanan says the buyer brings Bikurim and recites the Psukim, and Reish Lakish says he cannot recite them. Since the buyer will have to return the field in Yovel, his ownership is essentially only a right to its produce. Rabbi Yosef demonstrates Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is reflected in his position that Achin Shechalku Lukuchosen, brothers who divide and inheritance are considered buyers of their portions. So the brainiac at the Going Green Conference, who just presented his thesis on the recitation of Bikurim Psukim by a purchaser of land during Yovel, based on his brother's dividing inheritance of land theory, was overshadowed by the brainiac proudly showing off his three different grade lands for different types of creditors chart, which reminds us the fifth paragraph begins, Hanizakin Shamin Lahem Be'idis. Losses of damaged parties are assessed and then paid with superior quality of land of the responsible party, Balcho Be'benonis, and a creditor of a standard debt, such as a loan, is paid with average land, Uksubas Ishi. Isha Biziburis, and a woman's ksuba is paid with inferior land. Ramirez says even a woman's ksuba is paid with Beninis. So the brainiac at the Going Green Conference, who just presented his thesis on the recitation of Bikurim Psukim by a purchaser of land during Yovel, based on his brother's dividing inheritance of land theory, was overshadowed by the brainiac proudly showing off his three different grade lands for different types of creditors chart, who explained the Talmudic discourse whether Edis is assessed based on the property of the Nizak, or Mazik, which reminds the Gemara brings a Malchukas where Rishmon Rikiva how Edis is assessed for damages, if B'de Mazik Sheminin or B'de Nizak Sheminin, whether it's assessed according to the damager's property or whether it's assessed according to the damaged party's properties. Daf Mem Test. So the Simmon Daf Mem Test is meat, and we often use a butcher in the Simmon. So here goes. The butcher, that must mean we're on Daf Mem Test. Meat, butcher. The butcher with the green apron, who was visibly upset when the ox he was going to shech, scored an ox of Hektish, requiring him to pay from his edis, which reminds us, Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Shimon Manasseh, who said, Shorshel Hektish Shenagu Shorshel Hedya Pater. If a Hektish's ox gores a commoner's ox, Hektish is Pater from paying, Vishal Hedyot, Shenagu Shorshel Hektish, but if a commoner's ox gores Hektish's ox, Bain Tam Ubain Muad, whether his ox was a Tam or a Muad, Misham Nezek Shalm, he pays full damages to Hektish. He interprets the drusha of Shorre Ehu as teaching that the distinction to pay half damages for a tum only applies to a friend's ox, but damages to Hektish's ox are always paid in full. So the butcher with the green apron, who was visibly upset when the ox he was going to shecht gored an ox of Hektish, requiring him to pay from his edis, a deraisa payment that dissuaded some local gazlanim and chamsanim from their pursuits, which reminds us, although the payment from edis is actually a deraisa, Rabbi Shimon hid the darsh time of the cry. It is the opinion Rabbi Shimon usually darshens the reasoning of the pasuk, and he's saying the Torah required paying damages from edis for a tikkun olam. In a brisa, he explains the benefit because of robbers and extortioners. So a man will say, why should I steal or why should I extort? Tomorrow, Basin will come and seize my property and take away my best field. So the butcher with the green apron, who was visibly upset when the ox he was going to shecht, Gordon Ox of Hektish, requiring him to pay from his edis, a deraisa payment that dissuaded some local gazlanim and chamsanim from their pursuits, was jealous when he heard some yosomim telling Amana she could only collect her ksuba from Ziburis, which reminds us. The Gemara explains that there's an additional chiddush in teaching that ksuba is collected from an orphan Ziburis. I might think that because of favor, as Rashi explains, better collections rights as an incentive for a woman to marry, the rabbis were making a latter collect from Beinonis. The Mishnah teaches that this isn't so, and that even a ksuba is collected from Yusom Ziburis. There's a malchus whether she collects from Beinonis or Ziburis when it comes to collecting her ksuba from her husband. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which step do you want? According to Rabbi Shimon, Edis is a derisive payment for Tikkun Olam to dissuade Gazlanim and Chamsanim from their pursuits. That's on Daf. Mem test. Good. Number 2. Which step do you want? Why one who divorces because of his wife's bad reputation or nether cannot remarry her. That's on Daf. Memvav. Good. Number 3. Which daf did the Gemara conclude that the restriction to only collect ziburis from yosomim includes adult yosomim? That's on Daf. Nun. Good. Number 4. Which daf did the Mishnah introduce three different great lands paid to three different types of creditors? The Nizik, the Balchov, and for Ksuba's Isha? That's on Daf. Memches. Good. Number 5. Which daf are two explanations given as to why produce, which grew in a stolen field, can only be collected from the seller's own property? That's on Daf. Nun. Good. Number 6. Which daf we have if Kenyan Paris could Kenyan goof regarding bringing Bikurim and reciting the Bikurim Psukim? That's on Daf. Memzayin. Good. Number 7. Which daf when the one is high full payment when his ox gores an ox of Hektish? That's on Daf. Memtes. Good. Number 8. Which daf we have a question about Balchov can collect from gifted properties where unsold properties are still available? That's on Daf. Nun. Good. Number 9. Which of the when a slave who was forcibly taken by an idolater as collection on a debt, the Adam does not have a chiv to buy him back and set him free. That's on Daf. Memdal. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we discuss redeeming one who sold himself and his sons to idolaters 3 times? That's on Daf. Memvav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar Mzikru wishing you a great day and great learning.